Well, we'll answer that another time because we've been able to track down our man, Dylan Shiel, who is from the Bombers, from another club, funnily enough. He's making the Bombers better, even though he's not even out there at the moment. It's a great effort. Dylan, good morning.
How you going, guys? Yeah, not out there at the moment, but yeah, hopefully making the place better.
Well, that's what hopefully I'm sure they're looking forward to as well. How are you? Let's talk about the, forget the Bombers for a second as a team. How are you? What's your status?
Pending.
What does that mean?
I'm still a little while off. Things are going well with the recovery and just building up my running and training loads, and hopefully can be back out there in a few weeks with the guys.
Is there a date that's been circled on the calendar, just at home, just on the toilet door, where you just go and just ponder about life? Is there a date that's circled for you? Don't worry about the rehab people and the specialists and the high-performance guys. What's your date?
No date, honestly, to be honest. It's around the 16-week sort of recovery, which at the moment I'm at about week 12. So,
righto.
If I'm to do it on time and on schedule, then probably another 4 weeks.
Righto.
Well, when we last spoke to you, you felt you were ahead of schedule. Has that slowed a bit through the natural sort of ebbs and flows of a long recovery?
Sometimes it just depends on how your knee pulls up after, running and training, and you just have to be really sort of just careful and reading the body at times. So at the moment it's been good, and yeah, hopefully going to make the return around the 16-week mark.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good business. So we'll pencil in sort of round 19. That's what I'll do. I'm just going to pencil round 19.
Well, the great thing about that, Dylan, is that gives you a 4-week block leading up to finals, where obviously Essendon's going to have a big part to play.
We're not getting ahead of ourselves at the bottom.
It's all right, Whitey's doing enough of that for you, mate. You don't need to get too worried about it from your end. How are you seeing things unfolding at the Bombers? I mean, things are going pretty well. Not quite finals bound just yet, but going pretty well at the moment, Dylan.
I've made some progress, some significant progress in the last, 4 to 6 weeks, which has been great. We've been really pleased with the development of a lot of our players and the way that we've been executing on game day. We had a pretty challenging period having to have the team get up and go to Perth for a couple of weeks and play against two high quality clubs, West Coast and Richmond, and to play some really good footy. Those two games was really pleasing.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, you've been able to stand up, and you've been fairly consistent outside that one sort of performance earlier, I think. You've been fairly consistent all the way through. And there's been some great news coming through the journey as well, and no bigger news, I'm sure, from the club's perspective, was the re-signing of Zach Merritt last week for another 6 years. When you get those little things that go your way through the season, do they improve the mood? They give a bit of a spike in the energy when you get those announcements?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it's just a great sign that that players want to stay at the club and be there long term, and Zach's obviously going to be there for a Bomber for life, and we've had plenty of guys before him, and just had another one in recent days sign on as well in Will Snelling. So it's the club should be very pleased with this news.
Now Zach has signed, I can ask you a few more questions about it. Were you worried, or were you always confident that he would sign on the dotted line?
No, I don't think anyone was really concerned, to be honest. It was nothing we really spoke about personally to each other. So, I think Zach has told the club, or mentioned in the interview with the club when he signed, that he was known for a little while now that he wants to remain at the club, and his behaviours and the way he goes about his footy were reflective of that.
And so when you look at his development, we chatted to him on Friday, and he talked about the year out of the leadership group and how that enabled him to probably connect more with some of the other players in the footy team, and he's come back a better leader as a consequence. What have you seen in him that's not so much surprised you, but seen him elevate himself to another level?
We probably get caught up in someone being elevated or lowering their standards in their leadership in terms of being in or out of the group. But Zach hasn't such elevated himself. He's just just does what he does really well, and he's got back to playing good footy and just being his authentic self. I've noticed. I mean, I only spent a season at the footy club before he was not left out of the leadership group. So, like, I was still getting to know a lot of the guys at the club, but what I saw, he was a ultimate professional and, you know, obviously ultimate competitor. And, you know, the club's decision to leave him out was something that I was still, you know, grasping the understanding of. And then to see him back in it this year is, you know, it was a great sign that, you know, the way he responded to things. So, you know, he's just a, like all the other leaders at the club, they're just great football club people. They're easy and approachable to be around. They lead by example with their standards at the footy club and on field. And, you know, they're the type of people that you want leading the charge.
Can I take you back to the West Coast game? There's a couple of weeks in Perth. Well, I think you learned a fair bit about your footy club throughout those weeks against West Coast and then Richmond. The West Coast game, I thought almost one of the signature games for the season, I imagine, for the Bombers, where you showed enough grit, enough class and enough strategy to overcome one of the best teams in footy on their home deck. I mean, they're a different team over there in WA, as you well know. How big a confidence boost was getting that result for the group and then backing it up against the Tigers and outside of the last 10 minutes, putting up one hell of a performance?
Yeah, being a young football club at those sort of moments in a season can really, you know, boost the confidence of a team. And it's just great for, you know, a club that's, you know, we're a team that haven't, you know, played a high level of footy for a long period of time now. So it's good to be able to revisiting that sort of level of footy. And guys are starting to get confident that they can play and take it up to the best teams in the competition. But, you know, there was a couple of games, and, you know, even though we're really happy with how we played, we still need to keep building on that and still need to keep being consistent and putting in the hard work and rocking up each week. So, you know, it was great for guys to get that exposure to a game like that.
And there's been a lot talked about, and players developing is one of the real positives, I think, for the season for the Bombers fans and for the footy club as well. There's been a lot of those players that have really stood up and announced themselves this season, but none more so than this Harrison Jones kid. There's a lot of hype around some of the high draft picks this year, but this boy's got something, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's had a really challenging season last year, being obviously drafted, and, you know, we had the pandemic happen and he had a few issues with his body. So basically we started again, and he was a first-year player this year. And the way he's, you know, been thrown into the forward line by Truck and given the opportunity to, you know, throw himself at the contest is really impressive. And, you know, just the way that he's developed since round one and he's gotten better each week is, you know, should be exciting the Bombers fans.
No doubt.
Is he surprised you, Dylan, with how... Because there's a lot that fall into that category of has he surprised you? But... Harrison's a different one because he sort of is emerging in front of everyone's eyes, playing, you know, every week.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm still getting to know, like, Jones. In, you know, unfortunately, I haven't played too much footy with him, but just from what I've watched at training and seen of him at the club, like, usually before guys start showing the signs out in games, they're already showing them on the training field and the way they go about their footy and how they move during pre-season and that, these sort of things. So he's been, you know, showing some really good signs with his ability to play footy and contested marking and running and his athleticism at training. And now it's starting to come out in games for everyone to see. And, yeah, it's exciting to see where he could potentially get to.
Yeah, and then the other one is the coach, because, again, talking to Zach last week, he was really keen to reference the impact that Ben has had on the footy club. I know you're pretty close to Ben, and you know, both of you are relatively new to the football club. But is this progress? Is it again going quicker than you thought it would, or is this always what you felt that Ben had in him?
Oh, Ben, yeah, we were fortunate to arrive at Essendon in the same season, and yeah, been pretty close since we got to the club. But, you know, he's been an amazing appointment as head coach for the footy club, and I really think that if you asked any player at Essendon, that, you know, they've got they give him their full support and are fully invested in his journey. So it's a great sign that, you know, with the re-signings and, you know, the players coming out and throwing their support behind the truck, that everyone's really invested and happy that he's leading the way. You know, in terms of the progress that's been made, you know, we've made some serious gains in recent times, but we're still out of the eight. We're still not quite at the level to be playing, you know, finals footy, and, you know, we've still got so much work to do. So, and we understand that as well. We're not at the hangar every day, patting ourselves on the back, saying, you know, we're taking it up to good teams. Like, we know we've got a long way to go, and we're pretty harsh on ourselves with the way we review our footy, and we're trying to do whatever we can to get up to, you know, playing, you know, that high level premiership standard football, which everyone's always aspiring to do.
Yeah. So what is it about Ben that's standing out to you? Because I'm intrigued, because he's not one that likes to pump himself up, and he's not one that even likes talking about himself, really. He likes to talk about the team and the club. But what's standing out to you with him?
Just his ability to develop, you know, relationships with the players, and the time and effort he puts into the relationships. You know, feel like he made a real impact on the group when he first came in, getting to know everyone and understanding who they are as people before, you know, before players. So, and it's just enabled him to be able to have honest and, you know, deep conversations with his players, because he's building that trust, he's building that connection with them. And, you know, the players can trust him and, you know, are willing to follow him into the trenches.
So there was some trenches this week against the D's, and then next week against the Cats at GMHBA Stadium. So you're talking about the best two teams in footy in the next fortnight. What does success look like from your perspective, Dylan, considering what you've done in the last 3 weeks? Take away Hawthorn, who are struggling a little bit, but Richmond and West Coast over there was a bit of a benchmark setter for you. What does success look like for you this fortnight coming?
Yeah, it's a hard one. Like, you know, at the footy club, we'll define success by improving each week. But that doesn't guarantee the result, though. So we may play our best footy in the next 2 weeks, but we may lose both games.
Yeah.
But that's up to us to decide on how we go about the game to figure it out. So obviously we're trying to win. But, you know, if we play our best footy, you know, in terms of where our group's at, and we get beaten by the next 2 weeks by Melbourne and Geelong, then, you know, so be it. But we want to just continue to grow, continue building our brand of footy and developing our list, just to keep, you know, keep improving and eventually get to a high level of footy that we can play week in, week out. Well, and, you know, the opportunity the next 2 weeks presents for our players is super important, because we're going to learn so much about ourselves.
Yeah, and I think it's okay to say that sometimes your best won't win games of footy, depending on where you are in the cycle. And that's, you've got to be able to have that level of maturity when you discuss a footy team, be you involved at club level like you are, or a footy fan out in the stands. You've got an understanding of where you are. It's okay to sometimes not get the points but still have a win. That's why I ask what success looks like. It's not necessarily 4 points every week. It's about, as you rightly say, from your perspective, being better week in and week out and showing that you can match it, and with time and development and chemistry, that you become the team that perhaps Melbourne and Geelong seemingly are this season. So I don't think there's anything wrong with saying all that sort of stuff. But I think you're right. It's an enormous opportunity for your footy club to take on the best and see where you sit. What about Andrew McGrath? He's one of your good mates. He's out there in the rehab train with you at the moment. How's he tracking?
Andy's going really well. I was with him last night playing some Super Smash Brothers on the Nintendo at his house with Jordan Ridley, connecting with the younger crew. But he's going really well. He's handled the initial couple of weeks of a serious injury can be pretty hard to handle, and, you know, the acceptance phase. But he's been really good. He's a really high character guy around our footy club. He leads by example. He's someone that always sort of says, you know, they had a door, they want to be dating Andy McGrath. he's an upbeat guy. He motivates his teammates. He trains really hard, and he's going to be doing whatever he can to make sure he gets back in time if we were to qualify for finals.
So the last one I've got for you, Dylan, is Jake Stringer. We've got Zach over the line. How are we going to get Jake over the line? What role are you going to play in all of this?
Just keep giving him the footy when I get out there.
He was amazing on the weekend.
He was, wasn't he? He was great. It's so good to see Jake at his best. That was probably the best game of his career, to be honest. Certainly the best game I've seen him play. And, just the excitement that, all of his teammates had for that type of a game and just how happy we were for him was great. And, hopefully he can, keep playing a similar type of brand for the rest of the year. Probably don't expect him to play that good every week, but it was more like his effort and energy and the intent at the game, which had everyone, so up and about.
What's he like? Because I think sometimes he can be a bit misunderstood as a person and even maybe as a footballer. He hasn't had a lot of luck with injuries over the last couple of years, but this is a guy that was All-Australian, premiership player, kind of lost his nerve almost down on the football field at the Dogs there for a point. And we're now starting to see the football that he promised as a player that was an All-Australian. He's had an amazing ride.
Yeah, he's a guy who's done it all, and if he ever writes a book, I'd say a lot more people will be buying his book than they'll be buying mine. Mine'll be pretty boring compared to his. But Jake, when you get to know Jake, he's a father of three, he's a family man, he's committed to being the best he can be at the footy club, and he's obviously on the end of a bit of criticism at times with his form and his physique, and because he's shown capabilities of being such a star player, usually you're on the end of a lot of criticism, and he's been really good in the last since I've been at the club at just focusing on what he can control at the footy club, and demanding some really high standards from him, because he's an important part of our future.
What's he worth? Don't answer that. Don't answer that. Oh, that's right. I'm just throwing it out there.
Just take what you're worth, and we'll keep pushing to trying to win a premiership.
That sounds like a good plan. It starts or continues on Saturday night at the MCG, 7:25 against the D's. It's going to be a very, very big test considering how they've been going this season. But what we've seen from the Bombers is that they're all effort, they're all system, and they're playing a brand of footy, as you said before, that is a finals brand of footy. So we'll see how they go against one of the best in the business. Dylan, nice to chat, mate. Look after that body of yours, and we'll look forward to chatting to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.